life. First, we want to actually welcome you all to this engagement, which should not take us long, really. I don't think it's taking us an hour and a half or 2 hours or more. Because the issues, I suppose, are quite straightforward. As usual, we will start by introduction to the Father's Department, as well as the National Treasury, the Auditor General Office, and then members of Parliament, members of the committee, who will then introduce themselves, and then we start with our program. I suppose we all have copies of the program. In case you don't, please indicate. So that you see those who don't have program, they will please make the program available. Just please keep your hands up. So,
thank you, Chairperson. My name is Richard Levine of the Department of Public Service and Administration, Director General. Thank you.
Interim Square Legal Services, DPSI.
Ellen Cornegay, Deputy Director General, DPSA.
Kamila Hopani, DPSA.
Nancy Ogwana, Office of the Public Service Commission.
Mashata Rikosan, Office of the Public Service Commission, Acting Director General. Ethel Simpson, Office of the Public Service Commission, Integrity and Anti-Corruption.
Selina Sita Nkosi, Commissioner, Public Service Commission.
All right. Can we come to education? We are not coming from any government department.
Chairperson, my name is Lapa Kovela. The Deputy Director General for Higher Education, the Department of Education. Apologies from the Director General, who is in residence with the President, engaged with a couple of thousand school principals. Jens Perdu from the Department of Education, Acting Chief Financial Officer.
Senator Rotova, Acting Director General, Labor.
Lima Duna, the CFO of the Director of Labor.
I'm a leader, provincial executive manager, and former employment.
I'm Kenny Six, the provincial executive manager from Heart and South, Department of Labor.
I'm the superintendent, provincial executive manager, SMG, Department of Labor.
Toby De La Martin, senior executive manager, Department of Labor.
Very good, Police Commissioner. President Commissioner.
Master Standard, Deputy National Commissioner.
Divisional Commissioner for Sharing Personal Police System.
Local Government Office of the National Commissioner.
John Center, Acting CFO, Department of Agriculture.
Shivuram Devi, Acting Director General, Department of Agriculture.
Tina Jumatevism from the Office of the Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries.
For me, that's the Director of Supply Chain Management, Department of Agriculture, Forestry and
Adam here from the Living Course of Culture, Forestry and Fisheries.
Peter Tabete, the Office of the Minister, Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries.
This is the Warner, Chief Communication Officer, Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries.
Heather Sherman, Acting Director General, Development Communication.
Matito Malazu, Chief Director of Finance, Department of Communication.
Director Anthony, Office of the DG, Department of Communication.
Sidika Matula, Director General of Trade and Industry.
Kumar Nayar, Chief Financial Officer, Trade and Industry.
Department of Water Services.
Nobu
Jane Troy at the National Commission for Social Services. Linda Bond, Deputy Commissioner, Human Resources Management, Department of Correctional Services.
Manuel Bangubo, Deputy Commissioner, Supply Chain Management, Department of Correctional Services.
Narendra Singh, member of the committee, and not acting. My lovely lady, who's traveling for the show. Yuan Xiaodong, also a member of the show. Mark Steele, member of the government.
Mr. Story, member of the show.
De lengua y una vida, hoy tenéis menos scopo.
¿Qué lo son menos scopo?
Menos más tarde, menos scopo.
¿Lo hay ahí sin menos scopo?
Primero un par de canales generales.
Kimi, Makui, to Deputy Auditor General.
Right. Thank you very much. I am completing September 14th. I share the committee. Right. Having said the formalities, today I once again welcome all of you here. Can as the department will be aware, we had a session some time before we went to Brussels with the National Treasury, the Public Service Commission, as well as the Department of Public Service and Administration. Instead of course by the Auditor General to look at the performance audit tables to Parliament. By the Auditor General, performance audit of entities that are connected with government employees and doing business with the National Department. Remember that we also had the comments of all the nine provinces, the Director General. In our discussion with the CSA, PSC, and National Treasury, it was to check their understanding and what it is that they need to be done. To address the wrong that has been identified in the Auditor General's report. However, it was not possible for the two departments, plus the Public Service Commission, to speak on behalf of Correctional Services. So far, the report spoke to this. And of course, it was the imperative that the youth department should be visible to assist us to understand why and how it happened, despite the provisions, very clear provisions of the law and regulations pertaining to this aspect. And to also find out that the report was published in August 2008, approximately 12 months ago.
report of the Auditor General. In our program, Masani, who is the president of the association, is going to come second after Commissioner. So you come back after Masani. She made a request to me this morning, and I said we could assist her. Well, so we will head over to the Congress in our program. I wish to request everybody that please sit our silver spoon off. Not to violate the meeting because the dream will affect the recording. Please, we have our silver spoon off. I am my already. And again, please, let's talk directly to the mic. We sometimes see the challenge of the sound not being sufficient for members. So we want to request from you in your response to the talk to the mic. Thank you.
Department of Police to ensure that this doesn't happen again. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chairperson. Actually, it would be under with questions, I'm sure. From the Department of the Department, I'm not one of the big questions about that. But having said that, and it is shortfall having committed, or allow the Deputy Commissioner to have it. To lead us, not in the temptation, but in agony. And then Master later on will also add, especially the emphasis will be made on correctional measures going forward. Thanks.
Thank you, Commissioner Spencer. Firstly, the 11 employees of 11 cases that were made visible by the report in as far as the South African Police Service is concerned. In category A, where employees doing business with all departments, there are 5 employees. Of the 5, 3 resigned from the service following the institution of disciplinary action. Now, once a member resigns, it becomes difficult to follow through with the disciplinary action that has been constituted. There are 2 members in the category A who have been I must mention to the committee that both these members are not doing any business with the department. The last transaction was recorded in 2008 February in FRS category A is concerned. The one specific case was a member who was in the supply chain management in Java.
No. Then the 3 resigned and then
in most cases, disciplinary action has been instituted and there is an outcome in that
Well,
in the first sentence, the outcome was.
What's that sentence? We have the list in front of us.
Senior Senator Medina, who was stationed at Nail Room. This session was in the support services environment.
What was
the outcome of this? Well, the outcome is the testimony as far as senior systemic penal consent, and in addition, she has been re-employed from that environment because we believe that it is improper to be in a supply chain management environment. The second one is Captain R. Munsani, whose main transaction was in 2007. That member. Captain Munsami, at the time of collision of the holiday trade branch of the department on 2006-05-02.
Instead, there are 2 who did not resign. We have spoken about Officer Luna, one, the second one, which is an employee of the department.
So, I'm confusing my notes. I just want to put it in.
Let's hear must help him on this one.
In 26, in terms of Captain Mutami, it's still in the organization. Since the submission of the report we have gone through, and we actually determined that we have complied with the national instructions to get permission to work, so we did comply with the visa. So the employee is still in the organization. In terms of the, that's the only two that we have in that category. In terms of the next category, the spouse-related company is doing business with the own department, that's Superintendent Allen. She is actually married to the owner of the company. Permission is actually not required from her, but she did obtain permission, but she is not responsible for procurement. So they are not actively involved. Her husband is in that department. I mean, employee-related companies, she is doing business with other national departments. Two of them are designed in Second Malato, as well as in Group Dedo, have also resigned. And then with regard to the Superintendent Cuatro, employee spouse is running the company, also catering and gardening. That there was no authorization granted in that year. And then in terms of governance, this one has also complied with the prescript. The employee has also resigned from the company. And then the last one is the groundsman, I think it's the follow. This person is also no more active in doing business. So far as the corrective measures that have been taken, that was the initial question that was asked by the honourable member. Since the report has been released, we have actually issued an instruction, because previously the authorization was linked with captain to give authorization to people to do business or to do extra remunerated work.
Yeah, I want to continue.
Chair, on the issue of authorization, you indicated that the right to authorize was given to the United States Council on that one, because according to my understanding, that the supposed to get their rights from the national commissioner or the commissioner, but after the commission.
That's correct, Chairperson. That's exactly what I was trying to explain. Initially, it was at the level of captain, so we withdrew that permission. In March 2006, Chairperson, we withdrew after the initial one. So now, all of the remuneration issues were reviewed by the provincial and the divisional commissioners on an annual basis. People must reapply to do extra remunerated work.
Chairperson, my next question is based to the Department of Public Service and Administration. Can I just find out when are they intending to complete the investigation with regard to the disclosure form that is supposed to be filled by the employee for the investigation of the 1-2-1? Then the next question, Chair, is also directed to the Department of Public Service.
Thank you, Chairperson. We are currently amending the regulations, which can be done within the next 2 months. That is subject to a broad discussion with the cabinet that were affected in earlier meetings on the
and now the further expansion. In the context of the broader discussion, if we get the mandate to evaluate and implement regulation, which will extend the financial disclosure system to other acts within the public service beyond the PMS and the
thank you, Chair. Thank you very much for speaking. Just to find out whether all the family members were able to improve their financial interest after the KSP regulation. If yes, is that being done in time? If yes, then the department may be indicated if possible the number of the officers that have been able to improve in time. And also those who are able to do that.
Thank you. In the 2007-2008 financial year, a total of 629 family disclosure forms were submitted. That represented a 96.3% compliance. In the 2008-2009, we have only five outstanding. Those five were not submitted on the deadline, which is the 30th of April. We are following through on these two. Of the five, one is on suspension for a long appeal. Those that did not submit, we are going to be instituting disciplinary action because it provided as such in our secrets to the Ministry of Community.
Chair, just to check when the disciplinary action going to be taken against those who are failing to disclose on time, because the PSO regulations are for the summer time frame for not disclosing at any time, but there are some things that you have to comply with.
The process rules have been started before the end of this month, before the end of August, since we were doing the consolidation, and only after the consolidation it meant that there are some gaps. We had to do the categorization, for example, those who did not submit completely, those who submitted late, and those whose documents are still outstanding. We will, in the next week, be triggering the process with the relevant commissioners and additional commissioners.
Chair, there was an indication of the 629 officers that have completed the financial disclosure form. That should check whether all the 629 officers
have been granted the commission or the national commission to do service with the department or other department. No, not all 29 have applied. We are talking financial disclosures which are compulsory upon appointment on senior level. And it is required that those who at the same time, we have applied to do remunerative work. Approved applications must be attached to the disclosure form. So I can unfortunately not tell now how many of the senior managers have approval, but it doesn't mean that the people will not do extra work.
Just to check whether the department has conducted any training to the supply union staff, if yes, for the any impact of that particular, any impact that the department has relied on that particular training has been conducted.
So we check whether the particular training or not.
Supply chain management staff. participant, if I may, if we are talking about the appearance of the diseases, we are on a continuously basis training our members in the procurement environment. They also have to sign a code of conduct to comply with the fiscal that they should be seeing the guys that they are not involved in. They are bidding process and they have to declare interest if there is any interest to declare in the bidding process. In our environment, in terms of the findings by the Auditor General, only one of the individuals were involved in supply chain management. As we see with the list, we have transferred that member also from the supply chain management environment. But in terms of all the procurement procedures, all our people are here to touch and they have to find that code of conduct in supply chain management. And on an annual basis, we are sending out surveys in this regard to things about them also.
Contracted with or that we have a tender
to the state to render a service or to supply a product to the state. I must say that this commission was included following the recommendations of the agency form. For activity in respect of any product and form the recommendation of the agency form.
That was the line of the form. We wanted to check with information. If you take the report on page 13, the paragraph of government figure 4, we wanted to check whether there is any contradiction with the above paragraph. I'll go back to Octavina. Would it work with the state partner? And all it goes for the reason why. And check out appropriately that sentence was. It is clearly prohibited. And and I hope that you say it will be an permission. I mean, is there no contradiction? So clearly prohibited. They can't do a better things that trust employees will not be granted permission to perform any remunerative work or to engage in any activity for him if such work or activity is in any manner connected to the business or industry that is contracted with or submitted as a tender to the state to render a service or to supply a product to the person. How does it still become possible to give them permission to do business with other government?
The issue of contradiction. At the point where the audit was conducted, that provision was not there in the guidelines. We have taken note of the recommendations provided by the report and since included them in the list of activities which cannot be announced. So at that point, PINA was not contributing there. All what he had was authorized to do in the chief one.
Alright, okay, thank you very much. Right, we get too much. So, yes, I think you asked for clarification on a different finding. It's our contention that time for all the in 2007 that provision was held. Therefore, we do believe that it is not compliant.
Sorry, maybe I will something when maybe we keep it and not sure for a better response.
Thank you, Chair. Okay, what he's saying is that the provision that prohibits the granting of permission to an officer to provide the religious work was there in 2007 already. And the time to get out of order, this was the finding related to the individual, was in contravention of this provision.
Since with regard to PINA, in 2005.
Let's talk to the commission.
Yes, I'm talking about.
Let's go directly to the contention of the Office General that this commission was not in presence after the report. When it did, the audit became there. So, if we answer yes, correct, or they know it's wrong. If you're correct, then so far as you know, then you are acting according. But if it's wrong, it means PINA's contribution was not only about seeking permission, but the fact that it was not about permission anyway to transact with us. When was that provision inserted? I think that's the point, that's the long and the short of it. In fact, that's the short of it. Where was that provision inserted?
this provision, we have communicated in 2006, as part of the September August 22. As part of the, I think March 2006 was, yes, no, I want to get to the report. In March 2006, a circular was communicated to Trans providing the guidelines. When we received the Auditor General's report, it was an issue of emphasizing that particular clause.
When?
Because.
Okay, so when denial of transaction starts?
When did she translate this up? 2004-2005, amount of 30,000, 2006-2007, 11,732. Those are the records that we have. It was 2005-2006. An amount of 79,000, 2006-2007, an amount of 149,680, and then in 2007-2008, an amount of 300,000.
Remembering that the fifth law was in March 2006.
when it was 2005-2006 financial year. 2006-2007 financial year is the low of the year. So it's not the following year. When she do transfer, she did start in 2003-2007.
So I was able to go into dentistry according to my notes that was the last dental transaction of 2008, which was the 5th of February. 2008. And maybe I need to admit only the 300, but also clarify that when it comes to this preparation,
why should you admit it when you should
have said it? Well, I'm admitting it only for the commission that say maybe 2000, the 300
was
in the same.
Was it unclear to you that the 300 was transacted after the second? So it's unclear to you. Because you made a presentation, false presentation. I mean, the commissioner is that choice. And that's why I have given to you to respond to the issue.
No, sir, I have only a presentation.
No, I think there is no further likely. That's why I wanted you to tell me when the transaction takes place.
Chairman, because it may occur in the question of what am I, because March was not in my head. But clearly, if it is March 2006, then the transaction of 2006-2007 falls within the period of when the when decentralized the issue, because we have expected that by April, then the ESF and issue is much. That is according to the report given by our agency, which led to the national committee that that 149 should not have been correct.
I think it's as simple as all that.
The chairman and the president and today, we should now say what will the department do to meet the demand. Because now it's clear that there has been contract issue that the police might not have been aware of. Let me put it in quotation marks. Now the must tell them, what are they going to do?
Then you just find out who handles the disciplinary proceedings for Officer Villar?
Chairperson, I don't have the detail with me, but the delegation is with the Provincial Commissioner Lampoco to deal with the disciplinary action.
And I suppose, Commissioner, it is clear now that your report offers not fully implement the spirit of the letter of the law.
Commissioner, it does in fact the question, what do you do to finance? What do you do to a person who has to finance permission? Because I'm sure that the that greater revelation. Now I found out, no, Sinas is not a revelation, but this blizzard of prophecy was based on the mere fact that she did not get revelation. And yet, the faith of her that has gone out in March would have included the fact that she would not even have been granted permission anyway. So it is not a question of what she would not have been granted permission anyway.
No, I agree, Chair. But the report you have given here is that according to the protocol, is that 2006-2007, Hendra said borderline. We have to check if nobody thought like me that was a borderline in the job. Because I don't think we are clear ourselves if she or he did or didn't 2006-2007. We need to start there. And clear 2007-2008 is clear because by then it's clearly prohibited. 2006-2007, but it looks like ourselves were not sure by that time if that happened. So, 2 years into the change, did she or he receive the permission in 2006-2007? If not, it was going to be now, and the president will constitute the discipline. Having found out if did get the permission, 2006, 2007, 2008, so I'm saying those are two elements that ourselves we have to clarify ourselves and indeed submit the report in the shortest possible time after we've gone through on those. If it needs to be, we go back to revisit the disciplinary measures that were taken for the time.
I don't agree with you, and I'm struggling in my head to understand how you find notion of it. That in my 2006, you should speak to another in any translation you take. And say in August 2006, you now translate fast. Where is the conclusion in terms of the translation of that book? So I want to know, when did she do the transition itself in 2007? If she did it in February 2007, where is the confusion about the letter instead of the The third point is that it's important for the shop owner.
Was lenient towards the last for reasons best known to them. And I would imagine that you as a national officer will be worried that they supposedly will somehow upset the law to linearly deal with people who shall understand.
Chairperson, I'd like to submit that your submission or your version of thinking does not contradict what I'm saying. I'm saying PINA is a case. We deal with PINA. But what I'm saying from this office, we have to find out that PINA did not seek the permission and got it. Even after the prohibition, because this is still more, and you would be a junior officer, PINA is a supervisor, not very junior. Either would have received or not received. So I'm saying I'm putting an issue of checking if nobody has given the permission. If somebody has, we'll have to act on the person. If there is a corporate enough to deal with, it does acknowledge enough that it gives or didn't get the permission. Okay.
The chair is becoming a game of ping pong. And if that game of ping pong could go on the whole day. You may not think there is confusion, but I think there is confusion. Let us do it this way. Let us ask the commissioner and his staff precisely what we require in writing. Let them respond in writing. Let us say that response before we make our report following. But no way that this way, carefully, are we going to set up this confusion. Let us ask them precisely what we require, get that divine writing, if necessary, have further follow-up, and then do our report to Parliament on this issue and other issues. But we can't go, we won't get a seminar.
Alright, I would want to move on this one, but let me convene on the same point here, that we close. Check that the answer to the question on the two and about the review of staff, the tender on page 16, I think you have an answer to that question. And while they're looking at that, Chairman, I want to thank the Commission for the clarity on the guidelines. But there are some categories of employment which I believe SAS and HSPSG need to look at. For example, the tax industry. Now, I think the Commission is very well aware of conflicts that have taken place and are still taking place within the tax industry. And it's common knowledge that on many occasions you hear people saying that, well, a policeman owns a taxi, or a traffic officer owns a taxi, but it's quite easy to put that taxi into the name of a spouse. I think in those areas, one needs to look extra carefully at the family involvement in those kinds of industries where there could be a conflict of interest, and law enforcement officers could always favor the taxi operator if it's a spouse or a family member.
Well, I'm doing that also because that 200,000 for sure. Yes, in terms of the quotation procedure, we simply have to apply the procedures. I think initially it was our view that it does not form part of the consultation procedure, but generally it's a norm in the public service department, so we recommend ours accordingly.
Maybe before member, I didn't hear quite clearly the issue, the question regarding more lighting and doing private security work. Another thing is allude to is that it does add tremendously into the performance of work by the but maybe you can just give you the data because we have a report here, more especially in particular, has become a very commissioner very 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 because a strong mention was made in case of that the report was compiled and that the report is still sitting with the commissioner of the officer doing private work, in particular security in that venture.
Chapter 10, there are this list of activities prohibited. Clearly, without mental stability, we need to find out if there are officers that are involved in those activities that are prohibited and act accordingly. Taking on board what a lot of programmers are saying that it is a long secret that in the tech industry is a major part of the problem that the officer will have the mother that is for 51 tech. So it is clearly has to find out the linkage. The problem is no, I'm not going to come to this one, it's known that one officer is involved in this one, it's known. And then the letter, and then they take proper action on those, and I said, in one of the very, very troublesome area, especially in the industry and security industry, not in the security industry.
Alright, thank you very much.
I'm going to move
to the
point. Thank you, Chairperson. This depends on the answer given. Regarding employment, this is a question for the Commissioner. Regarding employment contracts with senior police officers, is it standard practice that knowledge of the issue of circulars and regulations are not required? How do they know that officers take note and internalize these circulars and meet the regulations?
Thank you.
So there's a deep research of the internal communication. We have the support service forum when we are dealing with those issues. We also, when our members are coming after 8 in the morning, we have, if there is contentious issues that we brought to their attention, we also utilize that when they report in the morning for duty. That is when they come together, then we keep the report of the crime, whatever the case may be, as well as subsequent matters, is also dealing with them. And in terms of circulars, we also have a document where you circulate that each one of the houses. If it's a very important letter, we also put it on the personal side of some of the individuals that have taken over some of the content of the letters. Not all the circulars, but some of those that we feel that it's important that they do take note of, they have to put it on their side.
Honorable
Steele.
Thank you, Chairman.
Yes, just a follow-up, brother. It seems that some of the knowledge of these circulars is now filtered in this very cement that got.
Okay, I'll
definitely we must use the most efficient way of communication. Need to have a book, if this circular is the best way, let's allow the best practices of sending information, improving the soil.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'd like to go back to the point about moonlighting, which was raised by two other members of the committee. In particular, the content of paragraph D at the top of page 13 of the AG report. This states that in terms of the statute of disciplinary regulations, a member is guilty of misconduct if, without written permission, and then all of these activities are there. That is an offence. They are guilty of misconduct if they don't do this. So my questions then for the Commissioner are, does the staff have dedicated staff members to investigate and enforce this prohibition? And if not, why not? And secondly, how many members of the SAPS have actually been charged with misconduct under this event in the last year?
So, if I may respond, we did not have the dedicated capacity to investigate in this regard. We have established what we refer to as disciplinary units. We are in the third year of establishment thereof. So, I can't safely say that we are fully operational because it is in the initial stages. And the reason why we did that was because of the shortcomings that we were identifying. There is still a problem with regard to the regulations that need to be revised. Because when you look at the disciplinary regulations, we can only charge them in terms of regulation 28M, which only speaks about not having approval for doing regenerative work. It doesn't speak of, you know, those guidelines that we were referring to. And we are in the process of reviewing the regulations to try and address the gap.
So, Chair, can I just find out exactly when was that disciplinary unit established and how many members are there?
Chairperson, I'm not in a position to give the numbers. It's a process that we have started in this financial year. And we are still in the initial stages thereof. We can obtain information and submit it right into you.
I think the Commissioner, in relation to the issue can we supply you with information on, number one, the number of transactions that the youth officer does as a case study. The transaction, and when it was done, not in terms of years, financial year, but specifically in terms of month, and when this, the secular self-published involvement with the entity that he worked for the state came into effect. And so then give us an opinion in terms of your own assessment of
those facts about whether the disciplinary hearing of Officer Binan was indeed in line with the rules and regulations of that, and what it is that is going to happen, what measures are being taken to correct that in case you find that it is not going to correct. I think we could arrest it at that. And I think it also goes to, if I remember when you spoke of Monteni, you said Monteni had permission. I'm trying to check, did Monteni get permission?
Yes, yes, sir.
He got permission.
Yes, yes, sir.
Can we finish the timeline of this transaction to see if we have not fallen in the last two transactions of the last? Well, thank you very much.
Before you are on the continent, maybe appeal to the United Indies and Ethnic Commission of Christian Services. The Center, the Sun Academy, that center, there was a very difficult situation around the community. There was a very desperate situation. And on more than one occasion, single persons in the Moldova, assured us that defects listed in the housing in the NGZ project had been corrected. Owing to the fact that few hours later on national television, no! See, for the girls, the cash is still there. The doors are still closed. So please don't leave. We will follow you up and we will take action if people attempt to leave us. That is my view. Everybody else will still have to respond to the order given to the doors.
And Sheikh, can I please ask them to get that information about their disciplinary units and sanctioning as well, as part of their attention?
Yes. Okay.
But I think Comrade Roy is nearly taking the order. I don't think that anybody who travels all the way from Fat to come here and just want to spin around your head. I think that is content for us. And we were saying yesterday that after our strategy workshop next week, we will speculate to the council focus and to guidelines for accounting officers appearing in those books, just to make sure people can analyze themselves what they expect. But whether it's for any committee of parliament, don't expect anybody to give us some information. And Comrade Roy is that student in me, I wanted to bring and boom, what is the presentation in the evening? Nothing has been done. So we'll go there, the committee, to have a new portal, and we'll seek explanations from whom so that this thing has been corrected. So let's not try around issues. That's why I said this hearing should not take us on and off out, because we all want to know what has been done. And yeah. So, Commissioner, if we can get that information in true time, we'll send it and we can take it up from there. Right. Honorable Mr. President.
Thank you, Chairperson. The Department of Education is among those veterans employees who were directors or members of companies or cities that existed in the department where they were employed in the terms of the financial social policy. In this department, we have got one case on our roadshow, and this case
is sending him to a mainstream party who did not fill a disclosure form that particular information. And the second, the employee in the Department of Education in 2004 from June, and he was transferred to Kimberton in 2006. Looking into the case, it says the transaction happened in January 2006. I'm taking that. Which means that 30.3 million of the government fund was allocated to the company that she had been trusting. One, she had the directorship of the company. Two, she had shares in that company. Now, I think from the Department of Education, they only read about Mr. Mbaki in the time in China when the Auditor General was presenting the report. And voila, I'll ask you today, I have a question on this. But my first question, chapter 2, is what procedure was followed in awarding the Apple Book tender of 3.3 million, and who were the adjudicators?
Professor and honorable members, good morning. I'll be reading from text, Professor. I don't really provide the text of the question. Who were adjudicating the tender? Professor, I'm reading from text that hopefully will help in answering that question. I think the question is just about who adjudicated the tender. If you have a name, then I don't have the name. But without necessarily having the names, I have information about the tender process.
First and foremost about names.
If you don't have the name, then we'll stop there. But
just need to say, you shouldn't allow whatever applicant that they can pick out of the form. Not at all. Especially when I'm presenting questions. Because I know what I'm looking for. I'm saying who adjudicated the tender. So if you don't know, say so. And my question was, what procedure was followed? And who adjudicated? I need the answer. I'm accepting the fact that you don't have me.
Then what procedure? Jesus, may I respond to that? In the case of this tender, or in the case of all other tenders, the normal business education procedures were followed by the department. The tender specifically was also in front of the DHT and the university. The normal evaluation procedures for each and every tender also applied to the specific tender. My answer that Mr. Party was not involved at all, not as part of the unit in the department for whom the thing is applicable, as well as she's not a member of the Best Evaluation Committee or the Best Evaluation Committee. Thank you.
Yes,
sir.
Could you have proof of the normal? I underline the word normal provision. Could this scope be finished with documents that we take that prove normal procedure? And as well, proof that Ms. Mbaki wasn't involved in the procurement process, not involved in the adjudication, neither involved in the evaluation process. My first question, Mr. President, what is Ms. Mbaki's position in the department during this time? And could we then have that discussion?
At the time when Ms. Tripathi was entering the Department of Education, she was the director for the school nutrition program. And certainly the department could provide a full job description for that duration of that department.
Nevertheless, I go to the next question. The one that you only were aware of the case from the Sunday time. Do you want to tell your question? Do you have internal auditors? Do you have an auditing committee? Is there any evaluation committee that does the work?
Yes, we do have an internal audit. Yes, we do have an audit committee. Yes, there is monitoring to the best of our ability. I was going to ask the CFO to outline how we do that monitoring.
Thank you, Jefferson. In terms of services in the department, we have one internal audit on a random basis that we select from time to time. Certain tenders from the department, where they've been verified whether they're not the needs of the department, have been involved. From those that are selected, over a period of time, they will
according to Mr. Kennedy, there's no scope. In the disclosure form of 2005-2006 that she has any share in any company. In 2005-2006, she did not disclose. And then in general, the company where she has shared one and 10 or 12 million. And in the tender document, it was indicated that she was one of the shareholders. What did you do? Or why did you act? Irrespective of whether she was part of the identification process or not. She had not declared anything, and when we submitted the deed, we indicated that she is a shareholder. And because we did not indicate, we didn't ask for permission. Chairperson, I'll provide part of the answer, and my colleague will provide the second part. The tender was awarded through Africa. Extended to the value of the 30.3 million. Ms. Mpati is a shareholder of a company that when the company submitted the tender document, they indicated that she's a shareholder. And yet she had not declared that to the department. And by extension, then she had not asked for permission. What did you do? If you did nothing, they would do nothing, and you did it better. If I just to make sure, given what your exemption was earlier, to make sure that I answer clearly and truthfully, you're asking what we do when we found out that she's a shareholder, but there was no declaration. I think the chairperson, it does show that we do need to strengthen our monitoring process. So we didn't make it up that we should. All right, you did not. But,
chairperson, I mean, that now we tested the monitoring system. You said it was effective, that in the past, that is how we have to do it. And I needed to request to them that if they have an audit committee, if they have an internal auditor, if the Atlantic was working well in the evaluation committee, they could pick this up long before the auditor came out of it. So my question is, how many other students go through your fingers that are away to the eye of auditor in this department? That is my worry. And so then I need to really go back before I conclude to say we need a person who should have made the point that this tender is not allocated because of the movement that is interesting. It looks like because we need to really get the money of government back to them.
I think the one thing very clear is that it goes back to your third question. The people who are evaluating the fees and the purposes of the evaluating the tenant, you pick up one of the employees who's involved by her. I mean, if you pick up the humanity, what did you do? But either the tenant involves you, or whatever it was to do this now. I think it goes back to the president. Because the president is a director in the same department, not from manager or trainer to from the department. That is why the CS is talking of some form of insider training. Because the person works in the department, the senior management of the department, they are not disclosed that they are an interest, and the tender document does do indicate that she has an interest, but nothing happens. That's open. And the only thing is that there is not time. I have here another name on that. Pauline Raiseva Masaun. So it is about 900. Would you know whether this person is still in the department or she has also been translated? Chairperson, I don't have any information on that individual. If they start, could also just make sure that the name properly and you're going to check and verify if Masaru is more. Right. But this was the name of all the two problems that people from provinces and all the time that it was from the Ossetia. And I suppose the Ossetia that gets sent from to you. That's why chair information is goes through a long period process to confirm the fact and accuracy of our report. So these kind of details are provided in the management report that goes to the county office of the department, for each and every department manager. And that was in fact responded to or accepted by the CFO, Mr. Bernardi, of the department on the 7th of December 2006.
I can answer the question of the person responsible for the structure, who has done the work, and what will be done.
Your chairperson, I think it would be the first thing that has to be done to the chair and all the members, is to go through the finding what steps were taken along the chain of the evaluation and the fact that where the fault lines were, the individual in question, who would then have authorized the head of the accreditation committee, somebody that we can bring to the committee.
Okay.
Could you?
Sure. Maybe for the purposes of understanding,
or the tenant is also of us or not familiar with the subject, what are the training up for? And whether the testing she is giving is in block of the organization or department. Yes, having repeated up in some terms, which is very ironic in this case, what has been done today about this particular matter?
Chairperson, the tender number in U66 was for the provisioning of packs containing 100 foundation base grade 1 to 3 fiction books, which were written in different official languages, and they were provided to current groups in particular local areas. The individual in question, Ms. Mpati, is no longer in the employ of the Department of Education, but was appointed effective from 1 June 2006 as an official of the Provisional Department of Education. And then what we have done subsequent when we have picked this matter up is we have requested the Provisional Department of Education to follow up on the matter
She was in a division of nutrition. She got a tender in the very same division, not the doctor is the same division.
There's a follow-up on the response. Thank you very much. Yeah, I note that you've asked for the Lunatown CFO to investigate and bring it to your attention. But my understanding is that the CFO is for the Lunatown Department of Education is also on the investigation. The former CFO could be at the time president for the first group. But what we'd also like you to do is this is your sister department to inquire from the government about whether any tenders or contracts have been awarded to AfriBooks or AfriNacol since the time Mr. Party has been employed by them and provided for this information. All right.
Stephen just mentioned that the matter was actually directly referred to the Superintendent General of the Education Department. He, from his side, referred it to the CFO and requested their assistance in dealing with the matter. We still don't have the official reply now. That the official issue went to the DG of the Education Department.
I need to clear my understanding. I was sure that I remember discussing in Kilbert and the freezing button. That number is in the employment of the department. And I can see the head shaking, but my understanding is that the national, the provincial, the local. So this person did not go to college, did not go to agriculture. And also to say, whether the person could have been any other person, could have gone out of South Africa, could have died if we needed money from this person specific. My last question is, you have seen the family time, this is the report, it is present. What measures have you ever been put in place to address the anomaly in the government?
Chairperson, I'll ask the CFO to go into the detail, but it may be your value to the committee. That
where we have come across such matters, just coupled with other acts of misconduct, officials have been dismissed, and we can provide the details to the committee of those circumstances. But in terms of the measures that we're currently going to now to strengthen the way in which we do our work, I would presently approach you on the outline.
Yes, I think from my group that the decision was taken by senior management to once again issue the applicable circulars around the declaration of interest. In the signed circular, there also been included the matter around work on the remuneration basis out of official hours. And so that's the matter will again be brought to the attention of all senior managers. Secondly, our internal audit unit has been requested to verify all tenders and to make sure that no officials of the department were interested in any of those tenders, especially for the last financial year. But then also, then we have requested internal audit, and that obviously to look into the various options. There are some service providers that do have access, for instance, in various listings of persons and companies, to identify those service providers so that we can either get quotations from them or go out on a tender to appoint such a service provider. I hear you, but like, if the audit tender does not come, so business as usual.
That's what gets our point here. Because the care for me is supposed to afford management to manage. But most often than not, that does not happen. So what I hear all the common questions that they have been put in place, but that doesn't happen anymore at all. Why is it good to the assembly not good enough? If you don't have the open general, then people that go to general. So, yes, let's look in and make sure that people are supposed to manage, those are supposed to monitor, those are supposed to supervise. Otherwise, we may have all the things on paper, but so we need it. Because nobody will comply with it. So I'm just hoping that they will make sure that I will rationalize and therefore that they will do it on it. Right, and on our own destroy it, and then we want to move forward to hope and destroy it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to ask the Department of Education if they know how many individuals in their department are doing business with others and other departments in each province. First question. And then the second question, with such high incidents across the country, how can teachers teach and administrators administer its departments? Then I want to point out a few. Under declaration of interest, the statute books in part 30 million. I'm just shooting from the heat here. Then there's in the province of Mpumalanga education, 12 million that declaration of interest. So this is so long. Then there's Mpumalanga Department of Education. 5 million. Then there's excessive business with employee-related entities, education. This is just Northwest province.
just over 3 million.
Thank you.
unacceptable that has not been done. What I will be doing is trying to determine exactly what the problems have been. We have been through a period of the problem in which we've had a change of guard relatively frequently in that year. But I can't
do that in the next week. I'm happy to answer that. I'm happy to answer that. It would be useful that we could conceptualize what steps are being done to check. Can you do that? Can you have that?
Yes.
Can the second category identified in the report concern the declaration of Mexico immigrants? In terms of public service regulations, every year by the 30th of April, every designated employee has to complete a particular form in which all interests that have to be registered are in fact declared. Now, in this report on page 17, we have found that there are two employees in the Department of Credit and Services from two companies, the amount of excess of $39,000, and in fact, this has not been done, where interest has not been raised. And there again, the Auditor General makes the recommendation that disciplinary measures be taken against these two people. There again, has this been done? And if not, why not? And what is the process that will be involved in ensuring that this is done?
This is maybe my understanding that this has not been done, and we're sure that those steps are incorporated into the process. So we'll be looking not individually at each of them, but for us, the critical element is there's an interconnection between not doing remunerative work without permission, not doing business with DCS, not using the financial disclosure, and we will need to ensure that we address it holistically in relation to all of that.
Here, what has been done to bring this to the attention, the attention of those people in the department that these interests must be registered, that this is the law regarding doing work with remuneration outside of more opportunities? What has been done to bring this to the attention of the staff, and how do they want to?
Thank you for that question. On that, we have developed a policy and procedure in this regard. In 2005, we stopped the process in which permission was given seemed to extend without a time limit. Our policy now requires that we redo it on an annual basis, and we have from then on made very clear that there is a process of remunerative work being applied on an annual basis. It's done at national level, or even at member level, it's done at regional commission level, at CBT level, all the levels below that, and there is a database in each of the regions in relation to those processes.
Here comes the third category, where they have the non-compliance as regards to departments, is the category dealing with tender documents. Now, in terms of national treasury regulations, the form SBD4 has been completed regarding tenders. And the finding of the Auditor General is that in a number of instances, this has in fact not been done. That the tender documents, in particular the SBD4 form, has not been completed effectively and thoroughly. What is the obstacle there? Why has it not been done?
Chairperson, you've taken steps to ensure that it is indeed done. In the course of last financial year, we've also taken the SBD form and amended a section to ensure that we've got greater clarity on the question that the bill is required to be able to deal with. So we have now got the particular person in the third department, the relationship between the standing members of people in the third, in particular. So we've unpacked the kinds of areas of family connections in the third document. So we've taken steps to ensure that it is done. We've also ensured that we've been through a training process about supply chain management personnel to ensure that compliance with the processes is understood reasonably and
management is also aware of the number of customers involved, the number of attendants involved in this problem, and the extent of the problem. Is it a question of, for example, that the tender regarding Cabela can cause the trading customers the value of 625,000 rand? Where the SPD form was completed, but insufficient information to impact the identity of the person involved. Are you aware of those kinds of problems?
We are aware of those kinds of problems, but they have been left out in the agency report. I think it's also important to contemplate that through our partnership with the FIU, where we have in 2006 tasked them to look in detail at our procurement processes. Precisely these types of issues are issues that they've been reflecting back to us, and we are anticipating within the next month or so a report from them in which we'll be able to address some of these issues. We have specifically tasked them to look at some of the systemic issues that underline some of the challenges that we've experienced in procurement processes in DCA.
The fourth category that the AUS put together deals with regards to conflict of interest. Can the commissioner tell me what is done to monitor the potential for conflict of interest? How is it monitored?
The conflict in relation to the Business Federation procurement practices?
Yes.
We have put in place, obviously, supply chain management people find regulations of interest. We've put in place mechanisms in which the evaluation method finds conflicts of interest, and obviously the ability to take the author from the declaration of interest. Part of what we are also wanting to do is to ensure that we have an education process, an internal communication process in the department, to understand for people in more detail the issues of what constitutes a conflict of interest. That is one of the aspects that we are looking at. However, the code of conduct also addresses the issue of the conflict of interest, and we have had a focus of in 2006, 7, 8, in which we have put a lot of emphasis on redistributing and getting rid of the time for the code of conduct of the department.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. I think that was really strong.
It's really the problem that we need to do.
I was coming to that. To say, this is where they've been acting in March.
The 13th of July.
13th of July. So you are less than a month in the bottom. Follow my
conversation.
Do you have an idea? Well, you might have to have that all the
commission information. No, I'm getting out of this issue. Obviously, I would like to be as short as possible, but I ask you to go that this team of people will ensure that the issues that we've brought here are managed.
All I'm saying was that my word is that you will not be there to see whatever change in your message to the end. In the sense that the person might be close to somebody as a commissioner or somebody else might come in as a commissioner. I am coming across from the floor of the things that needs to be done. At no stage the correctional service will come before us and not make the commitment to write that which is wrong. And every time they come back, it looks worse than before. So that is why your commitment gets taken with a pinch of salt. Last year in November, with Commissioner Bebo, the department was here before. Before that, Peterson was here in front of us. Before him, there was the acting commissioner. She appeared before us. And before him, she appeared twice before us. And I'm
not hearing anything different. Commitment after commitment that in our language. I'm not talking of commitment, I'm just saying the track record of this partner places a heavier burden on you to break the trend.
One financial marriage, which I hear exactly what you say. I think that where we have made significant progress is in addressing some of the systemic issues. Our challenge obviously is to enhance our monitoring evaluation systems in the department. And what we have recognized through this process of engaging on this report at this point is that part of our monitoring evaluation has been in silence. So the cross-connection between the various four elements that are identified in the report has not been properly met. And part of what we are doing going forward is to ensure that by doing that, we're better able to prepare ourselves rather than not rely on the AG to identify those issues. So I say exactly what you're saying, and we will take a very seriously back to fix the matter. We are aiming to ensure that whether it's AG's report, whether it is issues raised by the Public Service Commission or Treasury, that we factor these issues into our strategic plan, and that we go forward by using that as a tool. And in that respect, we aim to be able to hold ourselves far more accountable, and hopefully that will generate the environmental situation in which things are falling by the service of the way that
our research is. Now, do you have an idea on whether these four individuals mentioned here who did business with the department, while working for the department, have permission or not?
Nobody in our department has permission to do work with our department. Our act. We have a system in our
the point here is that competently indicated four companies or four individuals did business to the tune of 1 million. And one of them, I suppose, I can recognize from newspaper reports, quite senior, and she's on a suspension now. Now,
can I correct that? She's not under suspension at the moment.
Anymore.
But has not been.
Oh.
The two people are under suspension are about two different individuals.
Oh. Alright. Okay.
This is part of the behavior plan. Nothing is. Work at the prior for this department to work at that department, coming up to the end of that. That is one main concern that we are not yet told as to why not having told, no, they haven't had it. It's very difficult because it's a very, very check on heaven. But all the action that the Action Commission promises to take in the future can only be done on the basis of information at their disposal, on the facts at their disposal. Do they in fact have information regarding the extent of the problem, the names of companies, the names of people working for the department, who are involved, to the tune of several million rand? Do they have the names of those companies? Do they know who's involved? Because if you can't take action, then you can know what the position is. So I'm hoping the information we've got is also information that they've got, that therefore they can have access. But just because we say that there's such action on the basis of no knowledge, which again will turn up next year for us.
Yeah. It means that they have settled on a problem that's part of the production coming in. They are not coming in, might as well be that we support the structure part. But it is they are going to act on this report. It needs to support for this pattern to know what's wrong. I think the law of the Social Protection Commissioner is that the burden is going to be part of that needs fingers or something like that. Otherwise, the rest would have talked things that they, like I said, would have been talking to all that and all that. But I wanted to move on to this
children. The practical mission says that nobody has permission to do this other work. Does anybody have permission to proceed with the actions against non-Christians? The second question is, do they have a policy to deal with these problems? And the third question is, is there a process going on to address the problem of Christians? And keep not worrying.
Chairperson, thank you. We are currently working on detailed procedures along with the section of the Christian Services Act to give greater clarity to the procedures to be followed in relation to operationalizing the discriminatory action in relation to that act. But that does not preclude us from being able to take the action now. We have already instructed that that action will be taken. If you can just rephrase the issue, there are three parts to your question.
Well, the second one is, do they have a policy? I'm just amazed that if you tell me that you're working on something now, after so many years, it seems that nothing's been in place. I mean, who's going to take responsibility for that? And then the other one was, is there a process going on with the class of patients and people online?
Okay. We have obviously a policy in relation to external remunerative work outside of the department. We have the Act which specifies that work with the department is illegal. We are unpacking that in further detail in terms of procedures at the moment, and that is being done by our Chief of Nature Investigation Unit as further work on refining the framework of the department. We are already taking action on that parking has already been done. I do want to also flag that apart from the ones that are included in the AG's report, there is through the work between DRU, the own internal investigations, our whistleblowing mechanism, the work that we have with the SIU, work on other cases in which it has been reported through those whistleblowing mechanisms or our internal investigations that people have done work with this with the department, and there are a number of cases that are either in process or has been finalized in that regard. It's not an issue that we are oblivious to. It is an issue that we are consistently working on. It is part of the trend that we're dealing with the general
thing. That can be consistently working on. Otherwise, if you're consistently working on it, you're not solving it. That is the thing that you work with maintenance. So, let's really say the measures that have been taken and I'm looking at the CFC report on the 2007-2008 Financial Disclosure Framework Act implementation. As I said, 1 December 2008, Department of Correctional Services form submitted our 126.0. Clearly emphasizes the point. There's a lot of points that need to be done. And I wish you all the luck in that work.
Yeah, Chair, I think we wish you more than we like. If you're clearly the bottom line to this investigation over the last 15 months, there's nothing to do there. Serious translations are taking place to human living in the room. Information is there, their companies, their names. It's actually a very easy task if they can do, but it will not look right. And we will have to, as a committee, I think, to sit down and discuss the options. If we cannot, it's just going by. We may have to have further engagement with the Commissioner and the Department, the Ambassador, we talk to the Minister, the Parliament, but a very adverse report. But as you pointed out, this is now not coming for the last 4 or 5 years. And next year, it continues, the trend continues, we'll get the same office next year. And we must put a stop to it now, please. Put a stop to it now, somehow.
Well, thank you very much. Like the conversation, when we draw a report, we decide how we engage in this problem going forward.
имаш коментар на мотив.
Thank you, Chair. As an observation just to begin with, I think that the comments that you've had so far from a number of departments indicate that we need to be looking very carefully at the capacity of internal audit functions within departments. Perhaps either further or further needs to look at that as one of the priorities going forward. But I think that's really clear to me that that is a weakness in a number of areas we look at. Looking after the Department of Labour, I think we have another acting DG, is that correct? If I could ask the general question to you, Chair, relating to the comments on pages 14 and 15 from the Auditor General. There are a number of general recommendations made in section 7.1.3. Like to focus on A, B, and C to start with. First of all, that the relevant department should take disciplinary action against employees who perform remunerative work without approval. Secondly, the department should implement and actively monitor the systems of control. And thirdly, the designated employees should be informed of the requirements that they need to request approval. Section D is for DCS and SSDS. So, for the Department of Labor, I would just in general terms need a response to those three issues mentioned in A, B, and C. Have the department acted in terms of these recommendations? Has the Department of Labor specifically acted to address these three issues?
Thanks, Honourable Chairperson. The department did act on the recommendation. So far as members, that is the senior management members, we are adhering to the disclosure framework. We have compliance levels currently standing at 95% in terms of senior members of the SMS giving declaration form. The 5% relates to those members that have been under suspension or were booked off on long medical grounds when the submission date was at the time when the form was due. But we are following up on
the number of members. Sure. Members who are suspended is not still members of the department. So they have to form.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that at the time when the forms were submitted, you find that they may not be around. So there is a small percentage, about 4 or 5 members this year that have not completed the form. And last year I had been supplying
We have improved.
I think 3 years back we were below them. On the second question around
we have had a response to the first question. Yes or no? Has the relevant department taken disciplinary action against the authority? The answer is yes.
Thank you. Number two. The issue around the monitoring. They are monitoring measures that were put in place through our internal audit, through our audit committee, and the supply chain and processing department. As for information to the staff, there is a policy that has now been signed, it was signed in 2000, and it is on the door website and it forms part of the orientation of staff when they join the department.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Can we go to some specifics then, please? And I'm referring now to the tables in the annexure A and B on pages 36 and 37. Annexure A refers to employee related companies and CCs doing business with the
of labor. So these are employees of the department, and their companies or CCs are doing business with the Department of Labor. This indicates that there are four employees, and that the amount paid in that particular financial year is either 678,222. I need to know what investigations and actions have been taken against those four employees. Thanks, Chapter 31. The report brought to our attention as early as 2005. We do not wait for the current report. During the audit itself, we did confront the relevant officials and our state that the current data in state. With Mutili, who changed the same name to Siam, if a person who currently is at salary level 10, she's still in the employee of the department, we did discover that she never applied for any approval. And immediately when confronted, she did indicate that she did not benefit in this company, and you can take note of the amount involved there. The amount was 2,811. Which was paid for catering. They were still at the initial stages of starting the company. The provincial executive manager will certainly give a final, a warning to her, and she immediately submitted a letter to the provincial executive manager in the destination to the company. With regard to the next person is Bukok. She was involved in the company when confronted also at that stage by the provincial executive manager. She immediately decided to tender her resignation. She left the department on the 28th of February 2006. Ms. Sitika is also still employed in the Department of Labor in the Eastern Cape. This is a certain employee at the salary level of funds. And when confronted, the explanation was that the name appeared on the members of directors by virtue of a marriage to a spouse who is in partnership with another person called Mr. Kras. And they are running the business. She's a lower level person who is not involved in the procurement. And we have raised this issue with her, especially around this continuous relationship. But I think this is a matter that we have to be addressed as part of the regulation where you have a certain because of marriage in community of property as part of the director that makes the regulation by PCSA would like to start
just a minute, and some will say that. So if my wife has a contract and she could direct, my name will also make that appear in the digital character.
That's the argument.
No, I'm trying to achieve the business that maybe a question. I mean, I'm thinking to tell this young what she said. Trying to check what people who might be knowledgeable. Good night.
No, Chair, it's not possible. Triple data rates will lift those directors as well as the directors.
Thank you.
So that was the explanation she gave, that was the explanation that was taken. No, we have referred this matter to our legal services because we since realized that this company is cited as the company that was also involved in the 9 transaction. So our legal services people, last week when we met on this matter, they were still looking at this matter because they did cite those complications around the
No.
This matter was, I think, initially when it was brought,
you're talking about
the legal thing. The only thing
that we were saying. So, the argument was raised in 2000, the legal thing is what given to their attention by our chief minister when he presented last week.
Involved the person has since left the Department of Labor, but we did check our records. The person never received approval. The person was not part of the bid application committee. And the legal process will say that in this case, maybe we should consider the mental book because the person has left the department. With regard to the Muyane case in the Nomsa office report, where an amount of 49,000 was involved, again, we also followed up on the matter, and the official content were confronted at any time as 2006. And the information I got is that the person is also not like the employer of the department.
All right. Thank you, Chair. Can I go to a point in the acting DG has already alluded to? I think the problem of the failure to disclose. We know that the department has three directors who are repeat offenders insofar as they have not disclosed the interest 0607 or 0708. I'd like his comment on what he is going to do about those three directors who have not acted for 2 years. Yes, we did identify those directors. These are the people who have been booked on those. These are the two cases that are involved in medical processes, and we are in a process of booking them off on medical grounds. And that is the reason why they do not feel they are because of identity. The one person I think has to do with the person was on suspension, and the case has still, I think this is the case that I indicated. The case was resolved, and the person finally came back and resumed duty, and we did indicate when we fill out the social form and we follow up. So I will take responsibility to make sure that the social form is also.
Thank you. Can I just check in your department, does failure to disclose automatically become a disciplinary event?
Yes, it is.
The question has been the enforcement of that, which I must say in some sections will not be. But
thank you very much. On Bill Committee.
Thank you, Chair. The issue of
was already charged for a similar misconduct. was from Luthi, and the sanction in both of him was of 2 months of sanction is obtained by a warning. And the other cases that appear in the Annex Kabili, they have resigned. Mr. Dali resigned on the 28th of September 2007. My young girl resigned also 2007. And Dulu is still in the organization. What he intends doing, we already started with the investigation around the second case. The first one is still on the loss of pension in South State for the first offense. Mudau also resigned on the 10th of December. Makala resigned on the 31st of April this year. Masamo resigned also on the 30th of April 2008. Paul also resigned on the 30th of November 2008. Maria resigned.
Right. Okay. Nothing has been done until they left.
Can I just initiate a method with taken?
Whatever measures have taken, no longer needs to the people who are indicated in the report.
That's correct.
Chair, you are really putting us into a very difficult position because the information I have is that none of these people and amongst them, I am looking to you, when did you put this measure in place? Can you talk timeline? Because I mean, like for instance, I just thought you would have learned from other prisoners. You know, it's a clear cut question. And yes, please lecture will engage with the lecture at some point. That's why maybe I'm a politician, but I don't like the lecture. Just give me timeline. When did you start putting this measure in place? What has happened from? Because as much as I understand here, we are dealing with post motion, but more interestingly, we are interested to find out to make sure that these things are not reoccur. Keep on talking. That's why I said you should be familiar with it. You should be able now to tell me the timeline, the specific things that has been done. That is why I said I didn't have to say that. You talk to me about the daily report. Because we had the daily report about a year ago now. You understand this thing should be one of the things that the senior accounting minister is.
Chair Studio, Chairperson, I have to be honest and direct around the measures we've taken. We've taken the measures after the effect. We have implemented a centralized buying system where the chief buyer is in my quotation and also the import is really verified within the centralized buying system. Another one also in terms of SMS, we have complied with the disclosure, but it's a disclosure that in cases where you have not disclosed, SMS number has been given by the government, and we are in the process of instituting disciplinary measures against those because not only 12 people that we've given SMS numbers, we've given final warnings that have not disclosed any SMS letters. With regard to non-SMS letter, we have issued a directive encouraging non-SMS members to disclose, and we have received some responses and have developed a register where we have recorded all the people in the department that have disclosed their companies. The other 2 cases of Zulu and Mageza were in the process chair of instituting this environmental, we started with the investigation. But in most cases, we investigated the members. That last check.
So since the report came out in November, nothing happened.
Let's check.
Nothing happened. Let's see the facts. Make the machine will change the facts. Nothing happened, and Google and Margera have been foolish enough to remain the department as well, allowing the left and the end of it.
Check. Seeing that these are senior members of the department, and I don't want to entertain the notion that they are not extremely aware. These are senior members. There is no way they will not have been aware that they needed to be closed. Am I right, ma'am?
My understanding when you say senior, are you meaning SMS members? Because none of them are SMS members, they are not senior managers.
So you are moving from the premise that these people, at the time of this transaction, they were not aware that they should discuss. Is that part of it?
At the time, Chair, we have not done the induction. We had introduced an induction program that consists of creating awareness around disclosure of human achievement. And at the time, we have not started yet with that process of the standing campaign.
But you were aware, man, or your senior men, excellency, were aware at the time of the transaction inspection. Were you aware as an accountant officer?
So we, as top management, I was just going to talk about top management, we became aware of the report on the 2nd of February 2013. The report tells the top management.
Not extending the report, the report, and then as the senior management, before the report, were you aware that you should set aside your own members of the regulation and the guidelines regarding doing work outside the airport? Were you aware? That I'm not talking now to the report. Were you aware that you should set aside your members of the regulation?
So we were aware, however, we had
a right. Hold it, then. So you did not do your job.
So I think that the best way of putting it to you is to say we've had some challenges around the labor relations, the unity, the organization, and also the internal policy around capacity.
I warn you, man, about this. I'm a politician, I'm not interested in this. You were aware, you did not inform your member. Is that right?
Yes, yes, but not intentional. It's not what I want to do. It
doesn't matter whether it was intentional or not. This doesn't seem to be the best. Thank you. You are an employee who will not sympathize to all the rules and regulations pertaining to the employee of this department.
So, Chair, maybe because, like I said, we've been through this over and over than I said. If I were your employer, then employing you at a deep, very, very senior level, you have a job, very sensitive job to do. You don't know me. What do you do to get a job? Keep you? Continue with you? You don't just be your duty, not in a position to do your job. What do you do that? I just want to hear from your own man, because seemingly, if the repeat of the same thing, the same thing, the next day you come and tell us, what? What is that? You simply, you are simply not doing your job. What should be done?
Tells the minister that in that case the provisions of the labor relations act should be taken care of. That's the answer.
I suppose you. I suppose that the, you also have no idea of how long you're going to be that position in a national process. Well, you may as well become the stingy, or the stingy may come before whatever. Now, the point I'm trying to make is that the Department of Water Affairs, the old department, has really been one of the poorest performing departments in terms of government issues. And I think even the issues that have brought you where you are relates to government. So, There is a significant challenge and on your part to make sure that the things are difficult and boring. It is totally unacceptable that the report comes out in August last year, the people in transgress, and nothing has happened for the whole year. And people just leave. Just like that. I don't think that it's sending a positive message. Therefore, it's wise that they don't comply with legislation. Let alone the fact that you would employ people and you will not be taken on board in terms of all the legislation. Policies that come in there for. I have a lot of truth that ignorance of the law is not an issue for plaintiffs. So, come on.
Thank you, Commander. Commander, I think that our legislation is a point and I'm sure the people of Spain know that what they want is shortcut answers. Now, as I said, the important communication, the one that you can make in technology committee is responsible for selecting and approving vendors from the management service tender of the State Information Technology Agency. The far greater company provides information technology services amounting to 550,000 to the Department of Industry under review. To inform that the chairperson of the committee is the husband of the person who has interest in the company, but has not declared the conflict of interest. Payment to this company amounts to 403,240 rand. Were approved while he was chairman of the committee. Now, the first I'd like to ask do they know about it? Do they know about it? Because it's not to be possible. This is according to the DC, the Senate of the Office of General Report.
Uncle,
at the time when the decision was made, we did not know about that relationship, whether they were going to take that action. That's fine. Where do you want this to get to know about what action was taken? Because we know the rules of regulation and not compliance with the chairman of the committee. Had the council had questions that had to be asked
and questions about the system. Have you done all that?
At the time when we received the former Director General received the management report from the Auditor General in March 2007, the specific official, Mr. Peterson, had already resigned from the department and moved to another department. However, when we got the information, we immediately requested the internal audit unit to undertake an investigation into all the transactions of the City Corporate Technology to determine whether it had indeed received any potential treatment because of that relationship. And at the same time, the finance unit did their own investigation with a view to improve control to prevent similar incidents from happening in the future. And what was immediately implemented is that all meetings of the BIS evaluation committee as well as the BIS adjudication committee, at all of those meetings, all meetings, have been required to complete declaration form at each of the meetings, and that has been in place since 2007.
So before this, there was no such requirement.
We have a policy in place that provides for a policy in place since March 2005.
So it was ignored.
In this case, it was ignored. In the departmental, it was not applied.
Why was it not applied? Department of the Office and the alert after meeting came on. But
allow the corruption to continue. We won't stop corruption. We don't make this country a world of liberty. The beginning is part of the world order. And the rest of the world is and that's all I'm going to say is coming to share.
Thank you for this. I mean, if you're doing business with this company, well then, let's just do the work.
The business with this company has been in decline over the past few years. But it's also brought my attention to, I can just mention that the spouse of Mr. Peterson resigned from the city company in 2006.
When people resign their leaderships, they don't know whether they have also thrown their shares in those companies or not. So that does not touch them at anything. The city group, when they start changing men and ladies who were in the department, subsequently disappeared. They showed me a copy of the company that she did that. The motorcycle, beginning of February, and 3 weeks later, his wife came back in his apartment to supply him with his I'm checking if I can still get any information or contact him, but I said I'm lucky. But what comes with bottom is the
Thank you.
July this year. So why is it so wrong? Because it seems that the person only be suspended now that this has come to the forefront to this committee. I would like to know that. Why is it so wrong?
The letter that to my attention but immediately it was to me at the next
point. When did the letter come to your attention?
As the letter from the director of the service and the line is very minor, that the one letter that was still out there in the head of the chancellor. And then we can see that there will be no contact there at the center point.
It was reminding you.
Yes.
So you knew before, you understand the reminder.
I did not know before, but the data was let us in the department to do the follow up of the data that has been created by the broadcast.
So we have not seen this report of the rotation now.
No, I
haven't.
Yeah, I can just repeat what I said several times in this year and previous years. Every single department, all of the details of our findings were communicated in management reports that were sent to the accounting officer, and for which we had either the plan of acknowledgement or commitment to the further investigation. And then we well over a year ago. That then translates into the audit report that is finally published. Thank you, Chair.
Chairman, I then move to the next person, the next person to expire.
All right. Okay, sir. On the bottom? All right. So, the auditor general communicated with the department in their investigation that led to this report. So there is no way you will not have known about it. Unless the management letter does not come to you, or whoever they go to does not report to you. How does this department march? I mean, both of them are not back information. They go in from your department. The information that you have, present for.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The answer was that the person was suspended. Now, I want to know whether he was suspended just to appease this committee. Because obviously, suspension doesn't tell me anything. There's you know, there's going to be action taken first of that, first of all. Was the suspension being done to the Peace Committee?
It says you are going to appease the committee. And whenever I see things of having brought my attention, in the department, I've never hesitated to act, and that's the point is there. So, when this as well came to my attention, I did not hesitate to act. We are going ahead with the next level.
Okay,
so
now
the
these people that should bring this to your attention, what are you going to do about them? Because obviously they haven't done anything informing you about this person. And there's, in other words, people reporting these to you, not to a department that doesn't do their job. Now, are you going to suspend them as well?
I will see what the appropriate and disciplinary action, but I cannot say to suspend it outside. I don't have to contact with my insurance.
I think, Chairman, I think we've got directors, that we can manage people under them, and we put a trust in them to see the people under them are doing the work. So if from the top down people are not being disciplined, says that our agreement was signed in the 2005-06 financial year between the CCC and the department with regard to financial support granted by the department to the CCC. The grant of 207,000 was made to enable the CCC to state its shares. That is, as employees signed the agreement with the CCC, that representative of the department while they also had 50% membership in the CCC. Now, first of all, who was this person? Second, who signed the agreement? Third, is it regular and lawful to financially help the supplier with public money? And then fourth, what action has been taken apart from this specific individual which has now indicated that he's suspended that? I'll repeat the questions if you see
them. Yeah, no. When questions are asked, I see you have a pen and paper. Write down the rest of the questions that you're going to be there. You don't have to write down the
pen. The first question on this, who signed the agreement and who was this person that was. In other words, part of the time that we remember with this person and who was the person. Thank you.
The official one is the minister and he's the one who tried the agreement.
Right. You can talk a little bit more.
The next question was regular and lawful to financially help the supplier with public money.
Would you find a number of artistic activities? And this was claimed to be part of the final company, the new company, and so forth.
In your view, what is it? This is a good expenditure, the regular expenditure, or whatever you call it, what? In your view.
Yes,
I mean,
hello? It is regular. It is process of your said you have suspended the member of the official in question. Was that supposed to be the tester or was it supposed to continue the disciplinary procedure? I hear that you have suspended the tester. What have you done before or you started by suspending and you are still going to follow the other processes? We start with a suspension and then we go into hearing. And then there will be recommendations that come up at hearing. And if they need a recommendation, then that points towards criminal activity that needs to be addressed and will be addressed. But you just said it's fraud and criminality. Am I right? Yes, you're right. Why don't you follow the procedure in the process of fraud and consent? The fraud is not to be police, let the person implicated be arrested. You can't say it's fraud. Fraud is criminality. And there are processes, there are people who give the criminal. Is that member supposed to be behind bars, having been convinced that he committed fraud? Why do you want to stay so long? A person has committed a fraud, you are an accounting officer, why don't you simply arrest him? Yes, sir.
The matter has been reported to the police already.
When was this?
About 4 weeks ago.
Which one does it best? Was it the suspension or the reporting of a fraud activity to the police?
For the when? Of the
the employee concerned resigned and rejected the resignation and instead suspended him, and thereafter the matter was reported to the police.
Where did the process? The phone also dealt with the police, because we have the background here, and we are in a very fortunate position that the chief of the police is here. So, because from now on, I want to follow up why this member has not been out there. And the police has asked, where is the process? Every week.
No, we don't know. We are not followed. We are following our own process. We need to charge the person.
But if you reported the case, so you are not interested in what happened after reporting the case.
Our immediate interest now is to ensure that he's charged.
He's charged.
Within the department, because he wanted to run away and fight the fight.
Who's interested in to report him to the police?
We do so from the systematically. That's our instruction from our department.
But it is your immediate interest in the charges down.
Correct. Because we abide by the decision of labor and special relations. Thank you.
No, that does not make sense. That statement does not make sense at all. You report a case to the police and you tell your back on it.
No, sir, it's not telling the back. You report the case, you will follow later as what has happened. But your immediate interest,
what constitutes later?
Your immediate interest should be disciplinary.
I'm saying what constitutes later. What time frame constitutes later?
And you see what I'm saying, okay?
To every case, Mama.
Which we will provide is the case number from our department. Chair, can you just now, through the chair, just for the department, you have the number of a discussion paid for by the day. We need that number before we end that now. Can you just quickly go outside, for the department, get that set number now, because I want to hand that number to the commissioner. Because and then you guys came up to me and said, I will then go to the police station and tell them that for the culpability of the act, because that is what they're doing. You yourself, the culpability in the act, and you should be charged with that. So get that case number now, go and call your department, bring that case number to me, because I want to hand over to the commissioner. Thank you, sir.
Of course, I have the letter signed by Professor Mbalaki, dated the 27th of July 2006, where in the last paragraph, and respect on the letter, the department takes note of the date that the official may receive remuneration for wage time for other departments. The official was requested to disclose the required information and will consider so from 2006 till today, 3 years later, when I moved, and the CGU says, I didn't know this information. It didn't come to my attention, it only came to my attention now, when public safety administration sent us a letter. That's not acceptable.
Chair, can I ask you, can we have the case now of this matter that we're talking about?
Through you, sir, because maybe it doesn't take me to that. Can you trust with the official to get me the case now, please?
Can we have access to the case number before we check?
Or the call?
No, it's for our case. This was a response by Professor Father to the Auditor General. They will take, will investigate and take action. 27th July 2006, 3 years ago.
Yes.
We have a question to be answered in the Nidra, like I want the case number, and I want it to know what is in the actions in contemplation taken by she. Now, those there are in contemplation, they have taken for 3 years. I put it to the director general that suddenly, since the last time that this committee has met, there's a couple of what you call these pigeons flying the letters, flying all over the country, and now people are starting to prosecute people. So I think that this department has not done its job for the last 3 years, and I want to know from page 28. Says there that the foundation file for the general where government employees that have the non-designated is in a position to influence the process where a contract of tenants are allocated to entities that other government departments staff or directorships or members of the entities are related to these departments is also disclosed. In this case, were there also that connection, or was it a direct connection?
It was a direct connection.
Can I check
how many more questions do you have?
I'm almost finished. You see, Mr. Chairman, I ask this question because there's no excuse. This is a direct connection. There's no excuse here for 3 years not acting. What bothers me is that this is not only the part where it's happening. I want to move on to the next point, and that is that how would you describe the financial reporting between national and provincial departments, between your departments? Is it a provincial grant or unprovincial grant, and who decides on that?
The grant we give, it depends sometimes if it's called a self grant, in some cases it's a self grant.
In a very narrow sense, restrict to what is in the report.
I am getting to a point.
Can you just get to the point?
Okay, I'll get to the point. There's a Juba construction, which is the money is set by the provincial part of this department. And it's quite a substantial amount of just under 60,000 rand. Now, that is under an SFJ on excessive business done with the department. But my point I'm making is that if this is conditional and there is no follow up and there is no control over what's going on, this kind of thing that happens with Jesus construction is going to happen all over the place. Now, we have seen here what we call a small amount. In general terms, the treasury probably caused a small amount of under 300,000 rand. But there's a lot of money being sent off to the provinces in this matter. And my question to the DG is how are they going to control or oversee what happens to that money? Is this a conditional grant to give us construction? How do they follow the line? If you give the province conditional and unconditional grounds, how do you know that this user construction of 60,000 rand wasn't part of which part of the case? So, what can the DG tell me on that? Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I understand we have the effect of the frequency based on that. I don't know what's going on here.
This is the case in Malawi. I don't think the DG can be able to finish the case except detail of that particular case because of the different fears. So, I think although it is in the department, but because it's in the province, it's not possible for that to be a decision.
Thank you, Chair.
I ordered bottoms of this project, specifically page on page 24 and page 25. So there are pages on conflict of interest, so she also is acting into the bottom. Chairperson, I will not be going to detail about the pages I'm interested in the response of the department. They mentioned here that they investigated the transactions and recommended that the above officials be formally challenged. I want to hear when did they do that decision, when they made that decision. And where are we now? That's my first question. Second question is that is that
this let them answer that question, yeah. So that's more as well.
Chairperson and honorable members. In response to the issue raised by honorable members, the department report that following the issuance of the letter by the officers, Officer General, the mentioned letter in January 2007, the department started the process of investigation. We can report to the chair and honorable members that there were two issues related to the Department of Agriculture. One concerning Mr. Ulo Taylor, the second issue was for Ms. Nechi Saoud. To date, Mr. Ulo Taylor has since resigned from the department in October 2006, but the department followed through with the case, and this case has been handed over to the state attorney. We are in the process of getting back the money that was earned by this individual, which is an amount of 96,000 rand. Following on to this very issue of Mr. Osteen, we then discovered at the department that he was actually working with his father, who was in the supply chain management unit. So the department went on to take action against the father. He has received the final written warning. He is on the assumption that if he commits a similar offense, he will be dismissed by the department. The second issue related to Ms. Nechi Saoud, she manipulated the tender process regarding catering services to the department. The case has been followed through. She has received a very final warning. If she commits a similar offense in the 6 months following the hearing, she will be dismissed. Similar to Ms. Abotezen, the department is in the process of recovering the money that she earned through her activities, which is an amount of
So what you tell me is that in the first instance of the 96,000 you still received some money back, according to the legal process. My question is that Jefferson, you have procurement policy in place, you have people that are working there. Is that the only case that you pick up after the and the issue investigated?
Chair, we can confirm that these are the only two cases for the department.
The further question is there any business with the CC? Are there any still business with the CC?
Honorable member, we are not doing any business with a particular company, New Millennium Business, no we have.
Issue. You were founded in
this one case. So you gave that individual a final warning. Am I right?
I don't remember. On the second case, the person was given a final warning. The person is currently paying back the money to the department, which is being handled by the state attorney.
Right. Thank you very much, Firstly, I'd just like to ask a question and make a comment that none of the people at Fox have been charged for anything, but it seems the young lady taking pictures for police fire. Please don't give that to police fire to the commissioner.
Chairperson, mine is, should be a straightforward one, Department of State and Industry DG. It's a conflict of interest, past director of a company, did some work with a department, and here I'm the director, 360,000. No declaration of any interest in the company, what happened, and in which department, which directors, was the tender, did it come from, and what were the service agreements. Thank you very much, the chairperson and members. The service was in our marketing division to help with the production of the publication. And the nature of the problem here is that the supplier did not appear in the applicable form that they had that they found that actually was in the department. The found was in a different division, the not the division that was procuring, as I said. When we found it out through the Washington Government investigation, and the report, we referred this company to Treasure so that it should be looked at the fact is, the register of tender before us in the so we've done 4 weeks ago. Thank you.
For our 4 weeks ago, the report was out in August. Letters were sent in 2007 to the department. Did the company have any other contracts, successful contracts with the department since August 2007? And Treasury can tell us what does it mean when they say a company blacklisted. Are they put on a database which flashes a red light for all departments that are under the business of this company?
No, the company has not had any dealings with the department. This is the only transaction that we want. I need to say, Chairperson, that I have done a small check with the PGCCM. We did not release this report last year. The report dated August. I have no records in my office. I have a chance to go to the
because the AG actually did not come to us with information, get information from your department. So, in the first instance, you should know this information before this is coming to the AG. But if you come to ask what does it mean?
Chair, this is a rather complex thing. The information of Antigua Corruption is available, but I know for a fact that the information cannot be public information and was on the case because of constitutional reasons. That was challenged, and I think the court of law decided that information would not be made public. But it is available for government to scrutinize when necessary. That is my understanding. The correct state of affairs, Chair, I can make sure that we get that so that this information is not represented in a manner of inaccurate. So that is my understanding.
Thank you. Does the director of this in the department, was he not aware that his wife should have declared that she's a director of a company before tendering for a contract, and did you have any discussions with him? And did you get value for money to regard the service that was provided? And the final question, Chairperson, is in terms of the financial disclosure, and I was looking from 2000 to now, you've done pretty well. How, where are you now? You're not 100% in terms of financial disclosure. Where are you now?
I'll start with the last question. We are, for this year, always on our way around 100% in terms of the duration of interest. No, the official consent has been given to the department. And first, we have assisted the patient to this matter of the law. But in general, she didn't commit to us any. Her father and her father come and left attendance for the third year in the department. There's no requirement that when you, when an assistant is set up to provide attendance, that the person informs the department she's together. The form is directed and information requires of the potential of the final.
Yes, this is another case of the process, and that means that of not being aware of what is happening in this party without the assistance of the Auditor General. It wasn't for these reports. These things are still unidentified. And then B, of departing quickly to encounter, quickly, just before they arrive at the case. But my question to the DG is, do they not have internal mechanisms which can identify the encounter process before the Auditor General arrives in the party?
Yeah, actually I have in front of me a letter signed by the DG, the DG of Matron, on the 25th of January 2007, responding to the management letter from the Auditor General. So we cannot that this information has come to your knowledge just now. So you signed the letter.
In that sense, she has sent the letter of condition where the process that was each year was an admin was initiated. But we were not informed when the Auditor General was concluded that it was. And that these are our findings. We had no records of the Auditor General having done that. The only communication that we had is the one that was presented for the each year was in touch from the each year of the public.
The point is that the report of the AG is based on the management that has been signed, depending on the responses that you have given. And in this document, it has named individual, amount, name of company, and the things that they did. So, unless you say from your side, you have clarified this, that there was nothing wrong, and therefore you there's no mention of the department from the AG. Unless you can say, when you get this management, there's not response, you just throw it away. That's a good point. Because it's something that comes through over and over again. One of the reports, I really would want us to move, so may I be allowed to progress. And yeah, I know that can I suggest you and then request the DG of Public Service and Administration to report those two questions first. Why should people commit break the law and the only solution is in time? And everybody who holds their attention, just to run go away and it's like official time is very convenient to say a person of time and the airport. Why?
Thank you, Chairperson, honorable members. What we've done is through the amendment to the Public Service Act, which was signed by the President on the 1st of April 2008, we tried to strengthen the provision which prevents or mitigates the effects that you have described. I think the first point to note in the case of people who resign and then leave the public service altogether, the Basic Conditions of Employment Act does require an employee or a person to work the prescribed notice period, which is usually 30 days. So what we've done in the amendment to the public service act is that we have made it impermissible for departments to grant shorter notice periods so that those employees against whom a disciplinary case is pending must serve the full term of notice, and departments are required, if possible, to conclude the disciplinary process during that 30-day period. However, as the honourable members have pointed out, there are a number of cases which do have criminal implications. They might be fraud, or they might have criminal implications in terms of the Prevention, Combat and Corruption Act. So we would encourage departments not only to follow the administrative reasons on these cases, but to explore the avenue of criminal charges as well. In the case of employees who are suspected of misconduct and who move to other departments, they may be disciplined by the new department, and they in fact must be disciplined if the old department requires it to be done. In the case of the Department of Communications, it would be advisable for the acting DG to inform the acting DG of the Governance and Traditional Affairs of the investigations that are ongoing, so at least they are aware of the situation. Perhaps in conclusion, though, Chairperson, it is important to say that in terms of the amendments to the Public Service Act, any transgression to the provisions of the Act is mandatory for executive authorities and heads of departments to take disciplinary action against those transgressions. Moreover, it is now mandatory for those departments to report to the Minister of Public Service Administration and the Director General of the Department of Public Service and Administration these transgressions and what actions are being taken. Hence the letters that have been referred to. And it is our intention to use this process as a way of raising awareness around those provisions and ensure that on our side at least we monitor the implementation of the recommendations of the AG report and for their conclusion, and we'd be happy to share that with you.
Thank you very much. I want to check the testing, the EG of Public Service Commission. If anything wants to say first, then understand what they have to say.
Thank you, sir. And I think the main issue to emphasize would be that in our role of scrutinizing information disclosure forms of member of the senior management service, where the forms are not received by us by the end of May, which is what the requirement that they have to be completed by the end of April and submitted to us by the end of May, we interact with members of the executive to bring this to their attention. And we just want to emphasize that with all the reports that we issue, not only the damage of the reforms, but the reports that members are looking at now, in other reports of the Public Service Commission, including the basis of the Public Service Report, we communicate on this information to Parliament, that we will continue to do that, we will encourage to interact with members of the executive to ensure that compliance rates are improved. As we look at 2009-2010, at the national level we are talking about an overall 40% at this stage that we already in August. We should have been talking about much higher figures considering that the submission date was the end of May. So we continue to just do that, but also just to indicate that not only the findings but the scrutiny of those forms receiving a lot of attention at the moment, and that even at the level of the department, that's not being encouraged. Thank you.
Now, you say if you don't receive the form, you interact with the information from both. Is that better? So, how could it happen that the for the by the 31st of December 2008, you had no form submitted from the Department of Correctional Services, and
you have not formed a permit from the National Prosecuting Authority, and you have not formed a permit from the Department of Land Affairs. How is that possible? After speaking to the Minister's consent in May, or end of May, and by end of December, it's still zero. In the report, Accountant General, on page 12, A, the last number, the first one on top, page 12, the last number, it says, if an officer receives any remuneration allowed for other than in accordance with his act, an amount equal to such remuneration should be paid into the revenue account. Since this act came into operation, how much has been put into the revenue account on account of people contracting this act?
Okay.
Chair, that is a good question to be answered from the center, because the revenue account to which this money would be paid would be the department account, and then it gets searched into the central account. So the respective account would be forced to answer that. It would be the responsibility of the account of the respective department to make sure that that is enforced.
The department that can enlighten this committee on how much has been paid into the revenue account of the department by officials who have contracted this act, who have done a remunerated work without permission, and an amount equal to the money that they got, was in accordance with this act, feed into the revenue account of the department. The department that can indicate to us how much they cost.
Not exactly wrong, but at least I let us count.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yes, sometimes it's been made.
Yes, there is.
Shall we can confirm that the previous CEO, CFO of the Department of Labor, did do some work outside the department and they spoke about paying to pay into the account. The amount we can fund. But the letter is made, for us.
Yes,
sir. We have that case on.
There are two slides to get that case down, because I was commercial from there.
What's the name of the competition where you put that again?
I don't know. There was an election.
Can you help us?
I'm also not directly involved to check the film on the letter. And that's why we're checking on the office as concerned.
It's not in the office, but it's not at work.
No, we meant to say that they have to better be careful. They have to be doing those things.
And we have to
we try to dispatch them and get them, we can't get hold of them.
Sure.
I'm asking on the instructions, on the minister giving the instructions which I get handed over to the responsible officials to respond to act on it. That's why I was taking on that but to what is about to happen.
Was the case open? Yes, in your best of knowledge the case was in the
question. Because I'm saying I repeat myself, I'm giving you a chance.
If the case was not open, safe, that you misled Parliament, your case were not accurate, what the case was?
Because I want to end the note by saying you stand by your words, you are putting your head on the job, yes, indeed, the case was. That's what I want to hear. I don't know, Chair, I can't answer that.
So you were lying. You were lying by saying that the case was open. You were missing in Parliament, you were literally lying. Am I right?
No, I wasn't lying, Chair. I was responding, I was saying that the instruction that was given to me by the minister, I was headed over to the responsible respect to open the case.
Chair, I'm not going to entertain this any longer because you. Again, you are misleading me. You did not say that. You said in the case was open. And I asked the chair because I was very much annoyed with that you are not taking me to that. I asked you to go outside, phone, come back with the case number. I asked you that. And you went out again, you were disbelieving us. Now you are saying you were asking what you were saying.
Was the case okay and okay
or not? Let's do this. You got an instruction from the minister to help the case open. And you gave the instruction to the junior official to open the case. And everyone sitting here who do not have a report from that official whether or not he or she carried out the instruction. We don't know whether the case was open or not.
Okay. In your opinion, the official of the book, on more than one occasion, he said a case has been open. What case is it?
No, I wanted us to establish the fact. The fact as it stands is that they got instruction from the minister to open the case. He instructed a junior official to open the case, but everyone sitting here, he does not know whether the case has been opened or not. Now, what that means is that the statement that the case has been opened is incorrect. Right? As a factual statement, it is not correct. We are on the same side. But Chair, link to Chair, again, this is an absence.
shut then. In so doing, the official admission is that he therefore said in his future shall responsibility as senior chaplain.
We have a case of the fourth new commissioner case, sitting with us here, and the officer said, the officer who found with a police car drinking somewhere in Pretoria, hasn't suspended it. He said, yeah, I gave him instructions that he must be suspended. And when I asked, have your instructions in heaven? He said, I don't know. Where did he give the instructions? Now, he still wants to that question, that indeed, that you know, we shall be part of your saying has been carried out of the institution. We're talking 4 weeks ago.
Yes, I think we should have had that.
Let me thank all of you, including Adam Kash. Thank you very much for coming. And stress once again that our intention of taking any intention is to really say, here are the problem areas they need to be attended to. Now, you can bear with me out of the end of the year. I know. I give you the honor to be the first one. I beg your pardon. Please, bear with me. I just want to say that on behalf of the committee, say a few words. One, which is that generally our country does have good policies on financial management, ethics, other things, but often such policies are at the mercy of our public officials who do not preside over their effective implementation. And I think that the committee will not satisfy with the monitoring and compliance of all matters related to the management of the finances as well as the financial institutional policies. And there appears to be a lack of understanding or a deliberate disregard by officials in ensuring compliance with financial management disclosure. I think the latest report of the Public Service Commission bears testimony to that. It is also clear that managers are not managing, and supervisors are not supervising efficiently and properly as expected. And we can safely conclude that senior management is not providing the necessary leadership. And it looks like we're in for a long, long haul. And where cases have been identified, thanks to the Auditor General, no disciplinary or corrective measures are taken as energetic and as active as it affects people who do not want to be listening up for harm being done. The question of the interpretation of the policy around financial disclosure, especially with remunerative work, those gaps and the issue raised in our meeting around the question of remunerative work and how this loophole needs to be closed to avoid that. institution, as is done by I think that. Why this is not applicable to all government departments? So as to remove any confusion of interpretation whatsoever. Put the conflict on its own scale. So we have no confusion about how to interpret why. And I must say that without anything much for going to resolve on, but save for the Department of Agriculture, there is no sense of taking responsibility in any energetic way to the issues and the wrongs that are happening in the department. And for as long as we don't have that sense of responsibility, where things are not corrected because they're coming to go over that as part and parcel of your responsibility, I think that the management of our public affairs will continue to be at a level that can only always be part in service delivery system, and therefore diverting the responsibility of the SDPF from pursuing criminal to monitoring and policing, which we had hoped was the theme of the past from 1994. We always want to stress that there is a political imperative to our administrative work, which is service delivery to our people and changing their material conditions. So whatever we do has to contribute to that political imperative. And lastly, I want to stress that in this committee, we do very, very thorough preparation. And we do not want, and we find it very technical, that accounting officers and officials who come here, in a general sense, there is no preparation whatsoever. Because the media has to perpetuate its myth that politicians who come here and talk, they come to meetings unprepared. And maybe the portfolio committee department come with slides and distribute them 10 minutes after the meeting has begun and talk to them for hours on end. Go, but you come to answer questions. So we do our work. And we expect that when officials come to work, they must do it immediately on their work. The head of the department own our trust here and say, one day I change, one day I change. They never go to the board of the AG, just to know everything that is in there, because that's what we define. So, we sincerely hope that going forward, these issues that have been identified are going to be attended. And what we stress that the kind of response that we got, especially from the SAPS, that are incorrect and misleading. And lastly, from the Department of Public Culture, are totally unacceptable and actually are a contravention of the law. So, we are not limited. Otherwise, we'd have officials who come and speak before us and tell us wrong information charges. That is from a legal point of view. But from a political point of view, we are here as representatives of the people that are serving. So we expect, therefore, that and respect for us and respect for our people, unless the paradigm is not shifted, we see ourselves as an administration that is our people. But if for an administration that is there to serve our people, we are here representing our people, and therefore any appearance before us, especially our appearance before our people, and must be taken with us level of respect. I must say we are not here all of us. Certainly until we got a test. We might have received correct answers, like from Russia, แต่มันจะเอาได้ค่าทั้งหมดมาทั้งท้องพุทธบอกว่าถ้าคุณพุทธะชินเป็นสุขีบัตรเทรดได้ก็in the pizza doesn't come to the food. But till it's coming, we're going to get that knowledge. And we'll be calling God and saying to come in. But I'm going to get it. Say it once for it. I think it is what it is one foot. That's all. But however, you take it to the men and women of integrity, you take it away. The taste of the food is in the evening. Let's see what happens in the end. We want to thank you very much. And